final Parsha Shmuz of Tav Shin Ayin Zayin together with you guys, as sad as that is for me.
So next year,
Mitzvah Shem, then we'll have Tav Shin Ayin Chas, Mitzvah Shem. Last Nash Nigin for today also. A lot of finals come up tonight. Last Mishmar of Yeshiva this year. A lot of closing thoughts. And I was trying to find an idea from the Parsha that would be a very nice, hopefully closing, appropriate closing Parsha Shmuz for this year. And so, B'siyat Nishmaya, I went to the ear doctor again on Monday night, and I had plenty of time to wait, a half an hour of waiting until it was my turn to get my hearing test, and I was supposed to go through a good part of the Sefer Taz Torah on the Parsha. I found what I think is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful parting, end of the year Parsha Shmuz for this year. If you look right at the beginning of Shishi in the Torah, in Parsha Balos, you will notice the following. There are two inverted nuns. Inverted nuns. Nun hafuchos. Two inverted nuns that basically section off the parsha in the Torah of Vayibin so Aharon, Leor Moshe, Kuma Hashem Yafutz Vayvecha, etc. Uvnucho Yomar Shuva Hashem Vos Vayisrael. There's two nuns surrounding those two psukim, indicating that there are two psukim that are really their own parsha, and it doesn't belong here, this parsha. And Rashi comments famously, what are they doing here? Why are these nuns here? Why are these psukim here? Says Rashi, Aselo simonios milafanav milacharav. There are signs, landmarks before and after this parsha, lomar she'in zemekoma, to tell us that this is not where this parsha belongs. Vilama nichtav kan, so why is it written here if it doesn't belong here? Lahafsik bein peronos leperonos, to make a demarcation, to make a separation between the bad that happened before and the bad that happened afterwards. What was the bad afterwards? The bad afterwards was the misoninim. What's the misoninim? They complained about the food. They wanted meat, etc. That was afterwards. And before was, it says, Vayisru mehar Hashem. They ran away from Har Sinai. Chazal say over there, they ran away like a tinok haboreach. Like a child that runs out of school. Enough. Okay. The Maharsha on the Gemara, where this is found in Masechah Shabbos, Kuftes Zayin Amud Aleph, has the following very interesting point. He points out, how long were the Jewish people on Har Sinai for? How long were they camped at Har Sinai? Your time is up. They came to Har Sinai, the Torah says, on the first day on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, just 5 days before Kabbalah Satorah, correct? And when did they leave in the sixth parasha? So it's very clear, they left on the 20th day of the month of Iyar. Almost exactly 1 year after they arrived. They're on Sinai, Har Sinai for almost a whole year. They leave Chaf Iyar. Says the Maharsha the following very, very interesting point. While they were on Har Sinai, there was no averos, none. There was no sins. Everything was just perfect. Sublime. Paradise, if you will. No problems. All of a sudden, they leave Har Sinai. What happens? One after the other. Disaster after disaster. What happens? They left, just leaving Har Sinai was a problem, number one. And then the misoninim, the miraglim, next parasha is ready, the miraglim, one after the other, avera after avera after avera. Asks the Maharsha, what's going on over here? How come a whole year everything is fine and dandy? And all of a sudden they leave Har Sinai and just one after the other, avera after avera after avera. It says the Maharsha, an incredible thought. Says the Maharsha, you know why now this happened? I quote, says the Maharsha, because Har Sinai was a base medrash for them. Har Sinai was a place where Klal Yisrael was in yeshiva. They were in yeshivas Har Sinai. They had a makom kavua for learning. And when they left Har Sinai, says the Maharsha, they left the base medrash. Oy gevalt. When they left the base medrash, that was the beginning of the end of the averos that were about to come. Wow. It's amazing. Says the Marasha again. In Hasina, they're like in a safe zone. They're in like a near Mikvah of sorts. A city of refuge. No Averos, certainly no common Averos. All of a sudden they leave Hasina, and just not only after they left, but just the actual leaving of Hasina itself is a form of Peronus, it's a form of a challenge, a problem, which unfortunately was the beginning of the end of many problems which led up to Kal Yisrael not going into Eretz Yisrael, the Meraglim, etc., etc., etc. Morai v'Rabosai, why is this idea so relevant to us? If it's not obvious, so then I'll connect that for us. You see, we've been in ourselves over the course of this year in a Har Sinai kind of environment. Yeshiva, for everybody, each person differently, but for everybody, yeshiva is a safe haven. I had a conversation with someone in this room right now, not too long ago, about his summer plans. Which plans should he take? This plan or that plan? And he said, you know, I asked a follow-up question about that question that was asked to me. And he said, well, I'm in yeshiva, like I would never, you know, do anything inappropriate now, but I don't know what's going to be if I'm back in that environment, the crew, back with the old chevra that I was with beforehand. I don't know what's going to be. Because he understood, that fellow who's in this room right now understood that, yeah, when you're in yeshiva, you're, you automatically, hopefully, are living a certain standard of lifestyle. And then when you leave yeshiva, by definition, the minute you leave yeshiva, by definition, the challenges are right there waiting for you. On the plane, I both say, you get on a plane, you have 10 hours till you get from Israel to America. More or less, 10 hours. Maybe 11 hours. How do you spend the time? You know, you can learn a little bit, it's good. Hopefully a lot of it. I let it to your parents, is a good idea. Good. There's a challenge right in front of your eyes. There's a screen. Some things are maybe somewhat appropriate on the screen. Some things are not. Right before you even left the sheet, I didn't leave yet. I'm still on the plane. And right in front of my nose, there's an Nisayon. I didn't have an yeshiva, hopefully. There's something called Netflix, and there's something called, you know, what, I know, you don't know what I'm talking about, I know. Okay. My point is, my point is, we know that yeshiva is a safe haven. The yeshiva is an environment that we're very much, Baruch Hashem, we're very much protected in. And when we go out of yeshiva, the challenges are fierce. There's no doubt about that. Everyone knows it. We all experienced it over Pesach time when we were in America, or just free and out of yeshiva during Ben Azman. We all experienced that on some level, shape, or form. We all know that it's true. So what am I telling you now? We're doomed? No. That's not what I'm telling you. I have a very, very simple and I think appropriate sentence, appropriate etza, appropriate advice, I think, for each and every one of us, that I think no matter where we go, listen carefully, my friend and friends, no matter where we go next year, no matter where we go this summer, no matter where we go when we leave yeshiva this coming Tuesday night, and no matter where we go the rest of our lives, I have a tip for you, a suggestion. To help us, not fall. To help us. Here's my tip. It's not a major chiddush. Here's my suggestion. The suggestion is, don't leave the Beis Medrash. What do you mean, don't leave the Beis Medrash? What do you mean, don't leave the Beis Medrash? I'm not saying you should learn the rest of your lives in yeshiva and never work one day. No. If I had to bet, I would bet every single person in this room is planning on not being in this for the rest of their lives, every day, all day. Every person in this room is planning on getting a job one day, on some level of your phone. I think that's right. That's fine. That's Peseder Gomer. That's good. That's L'Chadchila. That's Peseder Gomer. But here's the plan. Here's the tip. Wherever you are in the world, whether you're in Binghamton, New York, upstate, whether you're in college in Muncie, whether you're in Shenabet, you always have a Beis Medrash near you. Maybe it's the Hillel House that has a Beis Medrash in it. Maybe it's one of your local shul near your house. Don't let the Beis Medrash, wherever you go, whether you're in Kibbutz or Shabbos somewhere, there's a Beis Medrash program. You may even be part of that program. The Masmidim Prak, whatever it's called, or the Beis Medrash program. Camp Wild Rose. Is Beis Medrash in Camp Wild Rose and Moshe Rose? Of course there is. Of course. Abosai, wherever you are, there's Beis Medrash. Here's the tip. You know what a challenge happened? Because they left the Beis Medrash. But you don't have to leave the Beis Medrash. You may leave it full time. There's going to be a time that's going to come where you're going to leave it full time. Maybe it's Tuesday. Maybe it's next January. Maybe it's next Pesach. That's when you leave it full time. But so what? So what? Be a good neighbor. Be a good resident. You know what the Gemara Bracha says? You learned it in the first parak of Brachos. The Gemara Bracha says in the first parak. You know what a bad neighbor is? A person that has a shul in their town and they don't go visit. They don't go in the town. They don't walk into shul. That's a bad neighbor, says the Gemara. Shechina ha-ra'im. Woe unto my bad neighbors, the Gemara quotes that pasuk. Bad neighbor. Don't be a bad neighbor. The problem was over here. They left Beis Medrash. They got too comfortable. And once they left it, once it was gone, it was gone. And once it was gone, that's it. And once that's it, so you're right. The Yitzhara is fierce. The Taivas are really much strong out there. I'll tell you a secret. That's not a secret. And the Sefer Shalom says, we learned it earlier this year together. It's also Gemara and Kedusha, Naflama. We learned that Gemara also together. The Gemara says, Barasi Yitzhara. Hashem says, I created the Yitzhara. Ubarasi, and I created Torah, Tavlin. Torah as the antidote. Torah is what helps us beat the Yitzhara. So it's not a chiddush what I'm saying at all. All you gotta do is stay connected. Be a Beis Medrash man, wherever you are. Go to the Beis Medrash. Pound the base in Binghamton, that's where you're gonna be next year. Pound it. Pound it. As you pound it, guess what? The challenge that you have, you'll be able to have a way to handle them. So my pitch, I've always said to all of us, as we start thinking about the next stage, I'm not talking about next year. I'm talking about Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday morning, Thursday, Friday, the summer, and beyond for our whole lives. The plan is, here's the plan. Don't leave the Beis Medrash. Make sure that you're anchored in the Beis Medrash. Achas sha'alti me'is Hashem esah ha'fesh. What's the one request that I have? Shivti v'veis Hashem kol yimei chayai. If you miss Rabbi Zinkin's father, or Zinkin's shmooze, about his father the other day, this past Tuesday. He missed a great shmooze. At the end of his shmooze, he said his father, he was a few weeks before he passed away, he was literally, he couldn't move any part of his body. He couldn't even speak. But one of the words he said was shul. And he wanted to go to a shul, and they craned him, literally craned him, from his bed to a wheelchair, and brought him to shul, and he smiled, visibly happy that he was in a shul. Because he was alive, and he was in a shul. I will say, that's the tip. The tip is, stay connected. Don't leave. Don't leave. Whatever you learn, whatever you daven, whatever, just stay connected. Stay in a Beis Medrash. Connect yourself to a Beis Medrash. And then, you have no problems. You're all connected. You're always connected. Hashem should give us the koch, the siyat d'shmaya. Never to leave. Never to leave. To always stay connected. To always stay in touch with Torah, with our Beis Medrash, with the Torah Chagas Beis Medrash, and with every Beis Medrash that we encounter in our lives, Bez Hashem, Mishra Koch, and Siat Neshmaya, to grow tremendously.
Amen.
The next stage and all the future stages in our lives, and wonderful Shabbos.
Amen. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos, Rabbi. Kupchik, Kupchik, Good Shabbos.